You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Uncle Michael, please don't hurt me.
Alan Haworth is a different kind of musician, one who hears music in sound as much as notes.
I am a sound nut. So much like people used to always have the camera on for a good picture, I always got the recorder with me for a good sound. And if something's making a good sound, I'll just stop right then and there and say, hold on. I'll go over and take my little recorder and just record it and collect these things.
Which is one reason this artist has spent so much time in the worlds of movie and video game sound effects.
Making sound effects for me is like abstract music. I tune my sound effects, I make mixes and ensembles. In the world of sound design, you're layering various textures to make one think that the ultimate mix of those things is a new sound that goes with whatever you're watching.
Alan Haworth's been making sound for 35 years now. Most of his film credits are for sound effects, but those sound effects have found their way into some signature movie scores like several Star Trek and Halloween sequels, Escape from New York, The Thing, Big Trouble in Little China, and They Live.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent.
He got into movies not for music, but as a sound effect artist for films, a keyboard technician for bands like Weather Report. A chance encounter got him an invitation to come down to the Paramount studio lot in 1979.
So I go down, and it turns out they're working on Star Trek: The Motion Picture. And they said, can you make the sound of the warp of Enterprise going from warp 1 to warp 7? So I went back to my little studio in the dining room, nothing formal. Had a Prophet 5 synthesizer, dialed up this effect, turned in the tape, and that became the sound of the Enterprise, and that started me in the movie business.
Warp drive, Mr. Scott. Ahead, warp one, Mr. Sulu.
Accelerating to warp one, sir. Warp, 0.7. 0.8.
That's how he started working with John Carpenter, who had already directed Halloween, The Fog, and The Eyes of Laura Mars.
So I started out in sound effects, and then the film editor from that first Star Trek picture, a fellow named Todd Ramsey, his next assignment was Escape from New York. So I was brought over there as a sound effects artist, but then turned out John Carpenter is a composer himself. He writes his own music, but doesn't really know about all the technology. So there's always a recording studio, a recording artist. And so I get introduced to John, and he came over to my little dining room studio and sat down. I played him some stuff, and he goes, yeah, let's do it. So all of a sudden, I'm scoring Escape from New York for my first score.
To understand Alan Haworth's approach to sound, you have to understand his background, which isn't in a conservatory or academic environment. Born in 1948, he was the perfect age to be blowing his mind in the 1960s, and he did, with a Cleveland group called Pi Corporation.
Part of the whole world of being a hippie and an experimenter was this thing called LSD. And so a creative person was attracted to that to see what would happen. It was very experimental. And so we would do things like take drugs and record what happened. And sometimes it was junk. But every now and then something would happen that you never thought of before. Everybody got to this, we call it the zone or the space, and got an idea for something, and that we literally improvise them in real time.
Present,
He brings this exploratory approach to his film scores, where he's helped make the synthesizer the sound of horror in movies.
This is not a dream.
They certainly are used for the sound of horror. You could make horror sounds with orchestras, too. I mean, it's dissonance. It's dissonance that causes tension. I mean, let's think about it. When you're doing the score of a horror movie, you're telling a certain kind of story. It has a lot of anticipation that something bad is going to happen. And a lot of times it's just somebody walking around in a hallway or looking around the corner. You don't see anything. So the music is setting you up. But the other part about it is that a good horror score is small a lot of the time. And you're reserving the big moment for the big moment. So it's sneaking around and sneaking around, and BAM! It happens. And that's what gets you. That's the shock value.
God, he's coming.
Not surprisingly, one of Alan Haworth's big influences was Tangerine Dream, who were at their film composing peak in the late 1970s and early 80s.
Well, even for John and I, Tangerine Dream was one of the models. You know, when we did Halloween 3, we put on the latest Tangerine Dream record, listened to it, because I know the mechanics of that, then went in that direction because we liked those sounds. Especially their sequencer. They were the best sequencer guys of the time, with these very ostinato musical repetitions, but nice choices.
Alan Haworth has become identified with a certain electronic sound, one that he created with his first films.
The palette that was created for me is, well, as an artist, a signature. I'm supposed to sound like that, and I do sound like that, and I liked it. It wasn't like this is, you know, something I wanted to throw away. Of course, I do now use digital samples of orchestras and real trumpets and violins. And I did one score about a year and a half ago where the producer actually wanted me to get in some real players. I hired a violin player and a cellist.
Alan Haworth is a complicated musician working on the edges. His latest films include Brutal, Evolution, and Headless Horseman. His latest project, though, isn't a film at all, but Virtual Humans.
I've been doing a lot of diverse stuff, you know, and now I just started on a project for a group. We're calling it Avatar Media Systems. I'm going to make an avatar factory. And what is that for? That we're going to make digital doubles of real people.
Now I'd like to get either the serial number or IMEI number from your phone.
That sounds like the plot line for another horror movie, and Alan Haworth is likely to score it. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.